That's bullshit. Uk blasts Democrat colleagues on replacing Biden. Says no guarantee Dems unite behind Kamala Harris. By Hannah Knudsen on July 19, 2024. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, blasted some of her Democrat colleagues as rumors of replacing President Joe Biden swirl. Asserting there is no guarantee Democrats will coalesce behind Vice President Kamala Harris and laying out what she views as some of the major hurdles moving in that direction. I want to talk to you all about all of this craziness that you see in the media about Joe Biden. And I'm just ripping the band-aid off because I think that it's really important that people get the straight truth. She said during a live chat, discussing her thoughts on the chatter to replace Biden. And I feel like there has been a lot of smokescreens that have been going on about this and that people have not been getting told the full story here. And I want to put all my cards out on the table, because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm telling you that is who I am. I do not have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going on, but I believe that you all deserve to know what I see in this moment, as I see it. And I'm gonna take you through my thinking, and if you disagree with it, and if you think it's terrible, and if you think I'm wrong, that's fine, but I at least want you to know what I see. And we can all come to our own conclusions, she said, starting off by admitting that the debate sucked. However, she softened the blow for Biden by stating that it sucked for everybody, asserting that it was not just President Joe Biden who did not do well. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. She also called former President Donald Trump a neo-Nazi and racist, less than a week after he was nearly assassinated. Additionally, Ock stated that everybody is terrified of a Trump presidency, making some think twice about Biden. Ocasio-Cortez discussed some of the challenges, however, with jumping ship on Biden, and while she said she is not there to attack people who hold that view, she blasted her colleagues who are making anonymous statements about it. What I see right now, and I want you all to know, is that over the last several weeks, there have been lots of Democrats who have been giving little anonymous quotes to the press, to some journalists, to print, and I'm not here to knock the press on it. I'm here to knock my colleagues on it, she said, deeming it bullshit. I'm not coming for the people who have made a public statement and put their name on it. Like, Lord knows, I've done plenty of that myself. I'm talking about people who are too scared to say what they want to say in public, but somehow not afraid to say what they want to say to a journalist so long as they promise not to use their name. That's a bunch of horseshit, she continued, blasting everyone for not raising the conversation a year ago. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez then said there is no guarantee that Democrats will unite behind Harris. Related, Eric Trump, if Biden drops out his legacy will be destroyed. If you think that there is consensus among the people who want Joe Biden to leave that Kamala, that they will support Kamala, Vice President Harris, you would be mistaken, the far-left congresswoman said. A lot of them are not just interested in removing the president. They are interested in removing the whole ticket, she said, explaining that a huge amount of the donor class, and a huge amount of these elites, and a huge amount of these folks in these rooms that I see that are pushing for President Biden to not be the nominee, also are not interested in seeing the vice president being the nominee. Will they win out on that? I don't know. But I am here to tell you, do not take that for granted. She added, warning of the legal challenges that will come from that and ultimately stating that the decisions to remove Biden cannot be made by groupthink, momentum, inertia. We really need to consider the consequences. And if the data, the logistics, what have you, supports another path, go ahead, like make that, she said. But this idea that we're just going to talk about what theoretically is best, this is not 2023. And so, you know, folks are saying the end also. Folks are saying polling only has momentum. Maybe that might be true. Have we thought about what is leading to that? Because I think hundreds of millions of dollars in earned media from people, like members of Congress saying things off the record, like I just. And again, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I'm not here to tell you his is what it is, she said. Adding, but what I am here to tell you is some of the red alerts that I'm seeing on the dashboard in terms of things, concerns that I have not seen adequately addressed. Watch. Her remarks come as rumors swirl that Biden could step down as early as this weekend, according to top Democrats who spoke to Axios. Biden's campaign, however, has denied, despite further reports that top Democrat power brokers are working behind the scenes to end Biden's political career.